I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans Weekly Address.
Is America better off after 12 months of one-party rule in Washington? Well, let's recap to see what the answer to that question is. 1 million kids started the year off once again, dealing with abrupt school closures, returning to more uncertainty and disruption. Homicides in 2021 were near record highs. In several major cities like Philadelphia and Portland, murders hit the highest rate in the city's history. Now we have the highest inflation rate in 40 years, causing prices to surge. That increase all happened under President Biden's watch. Americans are paying on a daily basis. 50% in gas, used cars up 37%, hotels 28%, beef 19%. Now that's only if you could actually find it. Consumers, been to the store recently? Over the past week, Americans have shared their experiences of dealing with empty shelves and sparse supply while doing their grocery shopping. By nearly every single measure, America is worse off than we were before Joe Biden took office. And despite the slews of ongoing crisis, what did the president do and where did he travel? Did he go to a school to advocate for our children to return to the classrooms? No, he did not. Not to one of the communities dealing with the historic crime surge. And we know he didn't go to the border to see the situation firsthand because he's been avoiding that crisis all year. No, the president of the United States went to Atlanta to appease his Twitter base, spreads falsehoods, and to disparage millions of Americans. You know, the Biden agenda is now so toxic that the Daily Beast, now that's a far from a right-leaning publication, recently dubbed it as a Build Back Quieter because even Democrats are actively avoiding talking about it. And by the way, I have a question for all of you. Did anyone in this room find out where Stacey Abrams' scheduling conflict was all about? Well, maybe we just found the answer. Need any other indication President Biden is unpopular? As I come week after week, it is now 26 Democrats have announced they will be retiring. That's more than any cycle since 1996. And as I've said from the very beginning, that number will get higher. They cannot run on a record of failure. They definitely can't run on a record of accomplishments. I know that record will be higher than 30 retirements as it goes. Who can blame these Democrats? The only thing they have to show their constituents for the past year is how they've succeeded in making life harder for the average American. And they have done is push more mandates and more controls. House Republicans understand the priorities of the American people. They want prices to come down. They want their kids' schools open. They want safer communities to be able to walk in their neighborhoods in a sense that their government is listening to their needs. Now, if entrusted with the majority, House Republicans will dedicate our legislative and accountability agenda to focusing on the true needs of the American people. This is a commitment we make as a conference. We will not lose sight of why you elected us to represent you in Washington.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.